Hello, everyone. So I decided, you know, when it comes to autism moms and dating and on the spectrum, I also came to the conclusion that there are many autism moms who need help with making their dreams come true, and I'm a valuable asset to them, because there are some who want to write books. There are some who want to learn how to get into the advocacy world, so to date autism mom or autism moms, depending upon if they're like, let's do the non-monogamy direction, let's go the monogamy direction. Either way, they're like, Antonio, you may have to ghostwrite for me. You know, I could see autism moms like, hey, let's do events together. I can see that also, because there's a lot of people who feel like, well, I'm afraid, I'm unsure, I want to talk about how sometimes it can be painful to even put on clothes, because, you know, I have weight struggles. They can feel like, well, I don't know how to love myself. I feel like I'm being doormatted. I was never really taught how to stand up for myself. And I feel like because of the societal ableism that is just uncut towards my child, cutting my child, I feel like I'm a doormat, and I'm afraid of my kids being a doormat. And this all relates to dating, because we have to talk about these kinds of subjects while we may be at a 5-star restaurant, or, hey, you know, Antonio, let's have an overnight stay at the 5-star hotel, because, you know, sometimes I don't feel like going to sleep by myself. Antonio, I need you to stay the night with me. There are some autism moms, but like, Antonio, can you travel with me? You know, because I really don't, it's like I can travel by myself, but I prefer to have you there, because you would know how to help me to stay relaxed and stay at peace. And then I've noticed a lot of autism moms, that one of the reasons why I decided to be a household staff member is because there are some autism moms like, Antonio, autism moms are going to be like, Antonio, you need to be our nanny the most. You need to be our private chef the most. You need to be our personal assistant the most. You need to be our chauffeur the most. You need to be our estate manager the most. You need to be our housekeeper the most. You need to be our butler the most. You need to be our domestic worker the most. You need to be our executive housekeeper the most. So, for example, they're going to be like, Antonio, we need your help the most when it comes to property maintenance, financial management, household staff management, security protocols across properties, manage inventory of supplies across properties, monitor property access, oversee landscaping and grounds maintenance, manage cleaning, laundry, meal preparation, event planning, guest or client relations, record keeping, developing and maintaining sustainability protocols, property compliance, technology and smart integration, SMART in capital letters, budgeting and financial planning, contractor and vendor management, and communication. So I would have to be a house manager for them the most. They're like, Antonio, you're good with business. You're good with a keen eye for detail. And they'll be like, well, you have autism. That's one of the strengths of autism. And they're going to be like, you know what, Antonio? I need you to be our lifestyle manager. I need you to be our household manager. I need you to be our doing couples duties with us. I need you to be our handyman, our gardener, our driver. We need you to be our housekeeper. We need you to do heavy housekeeping, moderate housekeeping, light housekeeping. Be our laundress, you know, be our mother's helper, our babysitter, our baby nurse, be our newborn specialist. See, this is the kind of stuff that autism moms be like, Antonio, this is a part of our love life. You know, we do all these household staff work positions together. And then they're going to be like, well, you can be our butler. They could be like, oh, Antonio can do these things with us. You know, the estate manager and butler administrator, EMBA. They're going to be like, Antonio, here are the responsibilities we're going to share together. The EM/BA is the senior manager and principal's representative, working usually in an administrative capacity in one or more large estates, while being capable of hands-on service when required, responsible for policy generation and enforcement, long-range planning, and the efficient and effective management of often large numbers of staff, including yacht crews and flight attendants, and the servicing of principals and guests, will manage multiple properties, ensuring consistency and continuity of services and standards, and information exchange between properties. Overall financial management for all properties and ancillary services, including authorization of larger purchases and investments, overall management of staff and all properties, responsible for ancillary elements such as stables and racetrack golf course, storage and presentation of collectibles, including vehicles, antiques, and fine arts may include museums and exhibits, management of docks, yachts, and airstrip in conjunction with yacht and flight crew, project management, management of contractors, overall security properties and ancillary elements may be involved in aspects of an employer's business, may fill the role of personal assistant to a principal, may assist with aspects of an employer's businesses, reports directly to the principal or sometimes to a principal's management company, generally requires business hours scheduled along with 24/7 availability for emergencies. Wow, director of properties and services, director of residences, general managers of properties and services. So these are some of the things I have to do in neurodiverse households, too. I'm just saying this is all a part of the romance. It makes our romance so much stronger. Then the last thing I'll read to you is, because this is for real. They're going to be like, you know, Antonio, we're also gonna need you to be our agent, you know, our publicity rep, our executive protection, our friend, help out with private security manager, stylist, PR rep, those type of things. So, yeah, I have to do this for autism moms because they're going to be like, well, we need help. So the rest of the statements I make off the top of my head for the rest of this episode is this. I look at how my life is going, and I also notice that there's a lot of autism moms saying, hey, I'm going to need Antonio's help in starting a business, starting a foundation. There are a lot of autism moms saying, you know what, I'm tired of the 9-to-5, 9-to-1 grind. I'm tired of working overtime. I want to set my own hours. I want to pay myself. I want to give myself pay rates and pay scales. I want to give myself my own employee benefits. And I want to do self-employment. I want to be an independent contractor. And that's why they're going to be like, Antonio, you really know how to do this type of stuff. So I need you to show us how it's done. And so sometimes we may have to talk about business affairs while we're on our date nights. Because money is a sensitive subject for autism moms. I'm like, Antonio, you have to talk about this sensitive subject for me. And they're going to be like, Antonio, you know, I own my own business, but I'm not really happy because I'm not making all the money I want to make. You know, marketing is difficult, distributing is difficult, producing is difficult, directing is difficult. You know, they may say, I want to do filmmaking, I want to do television. That's the heart that I have, Antonio. You really know how to branch into different worlds. I need your help in going global because I know that life is demanding me for more. Life is maturing me for more. Life is developing me for more. Life is blossoming me for more. Life is growing me for more. And that life is strengthening me for more. Life is character building for me for more. Life is refining me for more. Life is purifying me for more. Life is fine-tuning me for more. And so what I've learned in those kind of subjects is that there's a whole ability to understand that their autism moms are like, you know, Antonio, I also want to do my own thing because I want to be able to have much more sex than I already have. They said, you know, Antonio, I don't want to be sex repulsed anymore. Help us out. I don't want to be sex indifferent anymore. Help us out. I don't want to be sex adverse anymore. Help us out. I don't want to be sex neutral anymore. Help us out. I don't want to be sex negative anymore. Help us out. I don't want to be sex disgusted. Help us out. They said, Antonio, you overcame all these things in your past. You have to show us how to overcome as you did. What did you do to no longer have an unhealthy relationship with sex? We know that was something in your past that you destroyed. You know, we need your help to destroy that for ourselves. And I think that a lot of autism moms are also saying that that they also would like to be able to say, Antonio, how can I take myself out to eat? And how can I be able to be with my girlfriends or guy friends or non-binary friends and, you know, not feel like I'm being a bad person to my child? And I think they're going to really have to discuss these kind of things. I feel like there's nothing wrong with not having sex, not liking sex. There's nothing wrong with those things. There's nothing wrong with being asexual. There's nothing wrong with being a romantic. Nothing wrong with those type of things at all. And my thing is what I'm saying is that most autism moms are saying, Antonio, we don't want to be coy sexual anymore. Someone was unsure whether they experienced sexual attraction, was unsure about what sexual attraction is. Okay, I have to do a little bit more reading. Bear with me. There are some autism moms who are saying, most autism moms are saying, I don't want to be cool romantic / WTF romantic. Someone who finds romantic attraction confusing and cannot differentiate between platonic romantic attraction is unsure whether they experience romantic attraction. There are plenty of autism moms who are saying, most autism moms are saying that, because most autism moms are heterosexual, gender, like I've said. So most autism moms are saying, you know, I we're not phrase sexual. Someone who initially experiences sexual attraction by meeting someone with this attraction phase as getting to know them. We're not gray aromantic, someone who sometimes, occasionally, rarely experiences romantic attraction. The attraction they experience may be weak or might be infrequent. I also use that as an umbrella term for all romantic orientations and stuff, all between alloromantic and aromantic. Most autism mothers are saying we don't want to be gray asexual. Someone who sometimes, occasionally, or rarely experiences sexual attraction. The attraction experience may be weak or might be infrequent. Gray sexuality describes any sexual orientation that falls somewhere between asexual and allosexual. It's often used as an umbrella term to encompass other identities on the gray area of this spectrum, including demisexual, lissexual, aflex, etc. Most autism moms are saying we're not pari-oriented, and they're saying we're not homophobic, we're not transphobic. Peri-oriented means describes a person's romantic and sexual orientations in life. For example, homoerotic, homosexual person, or an asexual, aromantic person. Most autism moms were saying, you know, we love very-oriented people. That's just not the majority of us, which describes a person's romantic and sexual orientations down the line. For example, homoromantic, pansexual person, homosexual, demi-romantic person. Most autism moms are saying we're not fray romantic, someone who experiences romantic attraction but his attraction fades after getting to know the object of attraction. Most autism moms were saying that, you know, most of us are not cupiosexual, someone who desires a sexual relationship but does not experience sexual attraction. Most autism moms are saying that we're not aromantic, someone who does not experience romantic attraction. Most autism moms are saying we're not asexual, someone who does not experience sexual attraction. There's nothing wrong with being any of these A/aro spectrum definitions in terms of gender and sexual diversity. I'm just saying that most autism moms desire sex and desire romance. They desire fidelity. Most of them do. Most autism moms are saying that there are some autism moms saying, you know what, we're not aro, abbreviated term for aromantic. There are plenty of autism moms that well, most autism moms, I can say, most of them will say that most autism moms will say that we're not abrosexual, aflex, someone whose experiences of sexual attraction fluctuate. They may go through periods of asexuality and periods of experiencing sexual attraction. The strength of their attraction also fluctuate, going through phases of weakness and intensity. Most autism moms are saying we're not ace, abbreviated term for asexual. Most autism moms are saying we're not a core romantic, lithromantic, a person who experiences romantic attraction but has no desire or need to have their feelings reciprocated. Sometimes an acorial romantic person's attraction may fade if a romantic relationship is established. Most autism moms are saying we're not a coy sexual, lithosexual. Someone who experiences sexual attraction to people but has no desire to have those feelings reciprocated. For some, if their attraction is reciprocated, their feelings may fade. They will no longer be attracted to that person. Lissexual is also sometimes used to describe someone who does not like to receive sexual contact but may be happy to give it. Most autism moms are saying that we're not apothosexual, someone who's asexual and sex repulsed. Most autism moms are alloromantic / sedromantic, someone who does experience romantic attraction. Alloromantic person may be allosexual as well, but not necessarily. Most autism moms are allosexual / sedsexual, someone who does experience sexual attraction, therefore not on the ace spectrum. Most autism moms are not eyebrow romantic slash aflux. Someone who fluctuates between experiencing romantic attraction and experiencing it slash or experiencing romantic attraction. Different strengths. Most autism moms are not demi, an abbreviation for demisexuality and demiromanticism. Most autism moms are not cupiosexual, someone who desires a sexual relationship but does not experience sexual attraction. Most autism moms are not cupio-romantic, someone who does not experience romantic attraction or has a desire to be in a romantic relationship. Now, there are some, there are many autism moms who are demi-romantic, someone who only experiences romantic attraction after establishing a strong emotional connection to someone. I've met a lot of autism moms who fit that category. I've met a lot of autism moms who fit the demisexual category, someone who only experiences sexual attraction after establishing a close emotional slash romantic connection with another person slash persons. So, there are many autism moms that fit the autocroyosexual slash agosexual category. Someone who is aroused by sex that does not involve themselves. It is a disconnection between oneself and sexual objects slash activity. Someone who is autocrisexual may have sexual fantasies or enjoy reading erotica or watching porn, but will have no desire to be involved in the activities themselves. This identity does not arise within the ace community and isn't necessarily an ace identity. Well, I've met some autism moms who say, I love watching porn, and some autism moms don't like watching porn. I've met many autism moms that told me, I enjoy reading erotica. And there's some autism moms who go, I'm not a fan of erotica. There are autism moms who say, I don't really have sexual fantasies like that. And there are most autism moms who go, I have so many sexual fantasies. And there's a lot of autism moms who have strong desires to be involved in each of these activities themselves. So, I've met them all. There are autism moms who are saying to me, Antonio, you overcame touch aversion, and now you live a life of sex favorability, and now you live a life of sex positivity. How did you come to those conclusions? We need your help. And there's nothing wrong with not liking touch. There's nothing wrong with not being in a romantic relationship. There's nothing wrong with not being in a sexual relationship. There's nothing wrong with not liking romance. But most autism moms are saying, we want sex and touching and romance. And there are most autism moms, and I said this before, are basically saying, Antonio, celibacy is not meant for most of us. There's nothing wrong with celibacy. There's also nothing wrong with having sex. I just want to make that clear. But most autism moms are saying, it's just not a part of most of our nature to not ever have sex. Then there are autism moms who are saying, you know what, Antonio, we're not fans of A slash Aro erasure. We're not fans of acephobia or aerophobia and aphobia. We're not fans of amatormativity. We're not fans of compulsory sexuality. We're not fans of heteronormativity. We're not fans of the concept of playing cards when it comes to the concept of being excluding people's identities that fit into the four categories of romantic asexuals, aromantic asexuals, demi and gray sexuals, and those that questioning people in the A slash A spectrum. Like, we don't do that type of playing cards. And they said, we respect AVN, the Asexuality Visibility Education Network. And then their autism moms are saying that most of us are into aesthetic attraction. Some of us are into tourist attraction. Most of us are not a roommate. Most of us are not asexy. Most of us don't have hypoactive sexual desire disorder, HSDD. Most of us have libidos that are raging in a good way. Most of us have limerence. Most of us are not non-libidoous. Most of us are not most of us are not the type of people that have a strong desire for platonic attraction. Most of us are a primary attraction. Most of us are of romantic attraction. Most of us are of secondary attraction. Most of us of our sensual attraction. Most of us are definitely of sexual attraction. Most of us are not zucchini. Most of us are not squish. Most of us are not queer platonic relationship / quasi-platonic relationship QPR. Most of us are not platonic partner / GQP. So these are the things that that autism moms are really saying. You know, they're I'll read to you since I read to you the identities, let me read to you attraction in relationships so you fully know what I'm talking about. Aesthetic attraction, appreciation for an attraction to someone's looks, but which does not necessarily accompany a desire for any kind of reciprocation. Experiencing aesthetic attraction towards someone does not automatically lead to a desire for a romantic or sexual relationship with that person. Altruist attraction, a type of attraction that is neither entirely platonic nor entirely romantic, best described as desiring an emotional closeness with somebody. Aromate, a term to refer to a partner in a romantic relationship. Asexy, a term used playfully by some members of the ace community as a positive describing word, often in relation to things or people they're attracted to, but not sexually. Hypoactive sexual desire disorder, HSDD, a disorder characterized by lack of sexual fantasies and desire for sexual activity, which causes a person significant distress. Sometimes used to attempt to pathologize asexuality, though an asexual person experiences no distress because their identity is excluded from this diagnosis. Asexuality itself is not a disorder. It's a legitimate orientation. There's nothing wrong with being ace. Libido, a person's sex drive or the frequency with which they desire sexual contact. Regardless of the experiences or lack thereof of attraction, someone's libido or sex drive is not the same as their attraction. Someone might be asexual, have a high sex drive, or they could have none at all. Limerence, any strong feelings of attraction, such as butterflies, nervousness, obsessive thoughts, or desire for approval. Non-libido is someone who does not have a libido or has a very low libido. Primary attraction, any attraction experienced upon first meeting someone. Platonic attraction, a type of attraction that is not romantic, but more of an intense desire to be close to somebody emotionally, possibly more intense than a typical desire for a friendship. Platonic partner / QP, a term to refer to someone's partner in a non-romantic relationship. Queer platonic relationship / quasi-platonic relationship QPR, a platonic relationship that transcends a person's usual boundaries for friendships or an incredibly strong non-romantic partnership. Quasi-platonic came about as an alternative to queer platonic for people who do not feel comfortable using a reclaimed slur. Romantic attraction, a romantic pull towards someone which usually results in a desire for a romantic relationship with that person. Secondary attraction, the attraction develops over time within the ace community, most often experienced by demi individuals. Sensual attraction, a type of attraction based on the senses, especially touch, would typically result in a desire for some physical contact with another person, such as holding hands, hugging, or kissing. Sensual attraction does not have to be accompanied by romantic or sexual feelings. Sexual attraction, a sexual draw towards someone, typically resulting in a desire for a sexual relationship with that person. Squish, a term used by some A/Aro people to describe a platonic crush. Some criticize the term as being infantilizing. Zucchini, a term of endearment used by some Aro/Ace people to describe their queer platonic or quasi-platonic partner. Usage is much more prevalent in the USA There are a number of criticisms. Celibacy, the choice to abstain from all sexual activity regardless of attraction. Celibacy is not the same as asexuality. Celibacy is a behavior and a choice, not an orientation. Sex favorability, someone who may engage in sexual activity, even if they do not have any desire for sexual activity. For example, to please a partner. Sex indifference, someone who is neutral towards engaging in sexual activity. Sex repulsion and personal aversion towards engaging in sexual activity. Someone who is sex repulsed is not necessarily sex negative. Sex negativity and moral aversion towards sexual activity as a whole, regardless of one's own participation or abstinence from sexual activity. Sex positivity, harboring positive attitudes towards sex regardless of one's own desire or lack of desire for sexual activity. Touch aversion, a desire not to be touched by people or to touch others, and slash or repulsion to touch. This is often relating to sexual touch, but can be any kind of touch. Heteronormativity, the assumption of heterosexuality, heteroromanticism are the norm. Compulsory sexuality, assumption that everyone experiences sexual attraction, that everyone should desire sex and partake in it. Compulsory sexuality puts usually heterosexual relationships at the center of the ideal human experience. It also includes the idea that romantic relationships must include sexual activity, closely related to amatornormativity. AVIN, the Asexuality Visibility Education Network, the largest online ACE community with lots of forums and information. Amatornormativity, the assumption or insistence that romantic relationships are the norm and should be the ultimate goal in life for everyone, that these relationships are more intrinsically valuable than other relationships. Asophobia / aerophobia / aphobia, any negative attitude towards asexuality, aromanticism, and asexual or aromantic people, including prejudice, hate, bullying, and erasure. A / aero erasure, the denial that asexuality and / aromanticism is real, and the invisibility and lack of representation of asexuality and aromanticism includes examples include dismissing, ignoring, or trying to explain away asexuality / aromanticism. Playing cards. Some asexual people have taken up the abbreviation ACE and matched different playing cards to various ACE identities and used these playing cards to describe themselves in a kind of slang. The Ace of Hearts represents aromantic asexuals. The Ace of Spades represents aromantic asexuals. The Ace of Diamonds represents demi and grace asexuals. And the Ace of Clubs represents questioning people on the A/Aero spectrum. This has been criticized by some as not inclusive of people whose identities do not fit into these four categories. So, I can also tell you this. Well, you have Asexual Awareness Week, Aromantic Awareness Week, and Ace Day. I'll put those in the episode description. But I will say this, though. Now, let's talk about autistic people. I dare say that most of us are heterosexual, most of us are cisgender, most of us are sex drive having, most of us experience romantic attraction. But don't get me wrong, each of these identities, attractions and relationships and attitudes and concepts, you have plenty of autistic people who fit each of the identities. You have plenty of autistic people who fit each of the attractions. You have plenty of autistic people who fit each of these relationships. You have plenty of autistic people who meet each of these attitudes. You have plenty of autistic people who meet each of these concepts, and you have plenty of autistic people who do the events. Well, instead of putting the episode description, I'll just read it to you. ACE Day. Since 2015, ACE Visibility Day was taken up by the ACE community as a day for posting photos and graphics of their ACE playing cards on social media to spread visibility. That has been criticized by some as being too close to Trans Day of Visibility in Black, that has since been mooted November 26. Asexual Awareness Week, an annual event usually occurring in late October, which celebrates the ACE spectrum and aims to promote visibility and understanding of the community. Aromantic Awareness Week, a similar event which falls in February, intentionally around Valentine's Day, aims to highlight their aromantic spectrum. You have plenty of autistic people who do all the events too. You have plenty of autistic people who fit all these concepts. So there are plenty of autism moms who fit all these identities, all these attractions, all these relationships, all these attitudes, all these concepts, all these events. So what I'm saying is this. And this is the best way for me to conclude this episode. I'm gonna just go by one by one. Some people with autism and some autism moms are abroromantic / a-reflex. Some are not, on both sides. Some autism moms and some autistic people are abrosexual / a-flex. Some are not, on both sides. And I'm gonna make this simpler. Some autism moms, some autistic people are ace, some are not. Some, when I say some, I'm talking about autism moms and people with autism, okay? To shorten up the episode. Some are acoromantic / lithromantic, and some are not. Some are aquasexual / lithosexual, some are not. Some are aloromantic / sexoromantic, some are not. Some are allosexual / zsexual, some are not. Some are apothecsexual, some are not. Some are aro, some are not. Some are aromantic, some are not. Some are asexual, some are not. Some are autochoressexual / agosexual, some are not. Some are kepioromantic, some are not. Some are kepiosexual, some are not. Some are demi, some are not. Some are demiromantic, some are not. Some are demisexual, some are not. Some are fray romantic, some are not. Some are fray sexual, some are not. Some are gray romantic, some are not. Some are gray sexual, some are not. Some are peri-oriented, some are not. Some are very oriented, some are not. Some are core romantic / WTF romantic, some are not. Some are quasi sexual, some are not. Some have aesthetic attraction, some don't. Some have altruist attraction, some don't. Some are aromate, some aren't. Some are asexy, some aren't. Some have hypoactive sexual desire disorder, HSDD, some don't. Some have libido, some don't. Some have limerence, some don't. Some are non-libidoist, some aren't. Some have primary attraction, some don't. Some have platonic attraction, some don't. Some have platonic partner / KP, some don't. Some have queer platonic relationship / quasi platonic relationship, QPR, some don't. Some have romantic attraction, some don't. Some have secondary attraction, some don't. Some have sensual attraction, some don't. Some have sexual attraction, some don't. Some have squish, some don't. Some have zucchini, some don't. Some do celibacy, some don't. Some do sex favorability, some don't. Some do sex indifference, some don't. Some do sex repulsion, some don't. Some do sex negativity, some don't. Some do sex positivity, some don't. Some do touch aversion, some don't. Some do A / aro erasure, some don't. Some do aphobia / aerophobia / aphobia, some don't. Some do amatormativity, some don't. Some do aven, some don't. Some do compulsive sexuality, some don't. Some do heteronormativity, some don't. Some do playing cards, some don't. Some do age day, some don't. Some do asexual awareness week, some don't. Some do aromantic awareness week, and some don't. So, as I conclude at the 40-minute mark, I just want to say that it's okay to be all of these identities. It's okay to be all these attractions. It's okay to be all these relationships. It's okay to be all these attitudes. It's okay to be all these concepts. And it's okay to be all these events. There's no one right way to be. You can be a multiple of any of these definitions. And there are some who are just singular. And that's in terms of these definitions. These are okay too. So these are the kind of conversations that I'll be having with autism moms while we date. In fact, most people don't have a healthy understanding and no understanding at all of the spectrum of gender identities, the spectrum of sexualities, the spectrum of sex characteristics, which is why we live in a gender and sexual diversity phobic world, because of fearful ignorance creating fright of bigotry in people. Most people don't educate themselves about the spectrum of human biology. Another reason why I very rarely date, very rarely have sex. And but autism moms, most of them really study these kind of things. Because I've seen them study it with me. We study these things together. And there are autism moms who are saying, you know what, most of us autistic people, most of us autism moms are saying we're not, most of us are not horophobic, no, most of us are not hierarchy, most of us don't have any beef with sex workers, and most of us are not, you know, enemies of people who support sex workers' rights, so that's the stuff we'll be talking about as well. Some people with autism enjoy porn, some don't. Some people with autism enjoy erotica, and some don't. Either way, autism moms and people with autism, we are inner beauty 100% and outer beauty 100%.